right, little jeans. If you are in Richmond, Virginia, please come see me this week. I'm at the Richmond Body Bone all week, you guys. That is the 23rd to the 26th, May 29th, Cobb's Comedy Club, San Francisco, California, for one night only. And then June 6th through 9th, Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Funny Bone. And then, let's just do it. July 11th through 14th, Chicago Improv, which is actually in Schaumburg, Illinois, which is just outside of Chicago. And follow me at Christina P and my husband at Tom Segura. You may have heard of him.
That's what's up.
What about you, Tommy T?
May 31st and June 1st, I'm in Denver, Comedy Works South. It's a very amazingly wonderful club. One of the best clubs in the entire world, actually, club.
Okay.
Yes, both clubs that Wendy Curtis runs are amazing. And this is one of them. I'll be there. Four shows. I'm only in town for four shows, just the 31st and June 1st. Please come see me. Then the following week, June 6th through the 8th, I will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan at Dr. Grin's. June 6th through the 8th, I hope to see all of you, the entire population of Grand Rapids, including the Money Mayweather, the Money Team. I hope you're all coming out to see me. That's all I'll say for now. And that's what's up. That's that.
That's what's up. You guys, before TiVo, watching TV was really weird and hard. I mean, you could only watch a show at a certain time. And if you missed it, or even part of it, you literally had to wait for it to go into reruns before you could see it again. And then TiVo totally changed all that. And while other DVRs exist, they're not as totally rad and bitchin' as TiVo, because if you have cable, TiVo lets you watch your shows wherever you want. With TiVo Stream, you can watch on your iPad all over your house and even transfer your favorite recordings and take them with you. You can take them on an airplane, waiting in line at the DMV, the dentist's office. TiVo makes other DVRs look like they were designed by some Soviet committee.
Нет.
Only TiVo searches both cable and the web to find any movie, any show, any video at the press of a button. Do you understand what that means, Jeans?
Yeah.
It means we're talking Netflix, Hulu Plus, Amazon, YouTube. Now, those are just like more channels on your TV.
It's exactly what you want. That's where the world's going.
I can't wait for that world. And with the TiVo Mini, one TiVo box works on a second TV. So from the couch to the kitchen, from the minivan to 35,000 feet, TiVo makes TV about 1,000 times better.
You don't have to wait for that world. That world's here.
That's right. I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's here.
It's here. And here's what you got to do. You go to TiVo.com. And you can get $25 off a new TiVo Premiere, a P4, an XL4 DVR. And all you got to do is use the promo code ATC. So go to TiVo.com, check out all the cool new things they have to offer. And check out, use that promo code ATC. That is from our friends at All Things Comedy, where you can basically, it's like a neighborhood of your favorite comics and their podcasts. And you can just be listening and laughing and having fun. If you're at work, if you're driving, if you're on a road trip, park it at All Things Comedy. You're good to go.
Yeah, definitely. And guys, if you're going to go to Amazon.com, which we know you do from time to time because you tweet us, and we thank you so much for doing that. But if you go, why don't you go ahead and just go to your mom's house podcast.com and like click on that Amazon banner? Because when you go to Amazon through our website, we get a little kickback. And in fact, do this. If you're going to do this, go ahead and bookmark it. Okay, whatever you're using, your Safari, your, what else do they got? A Firefox,
Chrome,
which I use. I like the Chrome.
Internet Explorer.
Go ahead and bookmark our website, yourmomshousepodcast.com, and go to Amazon through there, guys.
What's the holdup? Just do that.
Yeah, pause this podcast and go make it your browser now. Do that.
Can you do that for us? It's a great way to support the show. So, Anywho, dolls. Mommy? Mommy?
Yes, jeans?
Are you ready to start the show?
Dude, I'm super ready.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
I've had it. You motherfuckers, I have fucking had it. You fucking bitch.
Look out.
Every one of y'all. You fucking bitch like pussy. I'm sick of fucking watching it. I've had all I can fucking stand of it. 21 fucking 2-0 counts in two fucking games. 2-0. What the fuck? Goddamn, I don't know what damn Robinson hits against everybody else, but goddamn, if he's hitting 330, it's probably all off of fucking us. Who the fuck is he? Where the fuck is he? Where the fuck's he been? Why's he better than y'all? Because you fucking letting me and your ass is fucking that tight when you're out there fucking facing him and I fucking had it. I'd give anything in the goddamn world to get out there and fucking face that bitch. I guarantee you he fucking may beat me, but I fucking would challenge his ass. I go out there and get on your ass, what the fuck happens? You throw three fucking fastballs and what the fuck happens? You're pitching in the biggest fucking park in America.
Watch your profanity.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Quite a speech.
I really like stuff like that.
So do I. Puts a spring in my step.
That really gets me excited.
Who is that one?
That is a minor league baseball coach. I'm not sure. I'm sure I could find out exactly who he is. This guy, he looks like he's the manager of the Peanuts.
The Peanuts?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
The Peanuts.
Charles Schwartz cartoon?
It's a minor league
Why
team.
Can I talk
it's to not it? A major league team.
So the Peanuts. It's not like the San Francisco Peanuts?
Right. This is like
the Baltimore Peanuts?
Right. This is like the Catawba County Peanuts.
The Bakersfield Peanuts.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what else he says. I like what he's doing. I'm a big fan of his style.
Me too.
Let's go on. There's a little more. Let's hear what else he says to say. I mean, he's a motivator.
Definitely. Innovator.
That fucking small park in Macon, and you bring this shit here. Fucking challenge a motherfucker. I'm sick of it. Fucking pussies. That's what I think of you tonight. Every one of you some bitches. I'm sick of it. This is not the same fucking team, the same fucking pitching staff that was out there at the beginning of the fucking year. You let somebody beat you and they fucking beat you the whole fucking year. And I'm sick of it. Fucking go home. Fucking go out tonight. Fucking celebrate. That'd be better. That'd be the best fucking thing to do. Somebody show up at this fucking ballpark tomorrow and not fucking talking about going out and getting smashed. I saw a fucking 1-9 and a fucking 1-8 with a fucking base runner on tonight. I'm sick of it. There's no fucking way we win. There's no fucking way we fucking win a championship with that bullshit going on.
Mm-hmm.
How fucking long have y'all been pitching? A 1-8, a 1-9 with somebody on fucking first? Give me a fucking break. Nobody can throw him out. You got three of the fucking best arms in this fucking league. And they don't have a fucking shot because you ain't fucking man enough to fucking challenge somebody. You know what? You fall fucking 0-2, guess what the motherfucker's gonna see? Or 2-0, guess what he's seeing? And then you fucking get way up and you pamper the shit out of a fucking slider that hits the same 8-inch box every fucking time it's thrown. Mm-hmm. How fucking hard is that to hit?
He really, really, I mean,
it's the equivalent of coaching Little League, is it not? Kind of?
This is not Little League. This is the steps below what you see on TV.
Oh, all right.
These are guys who potentially could play Major League ball.
Oh, wow.
This is the minor leagues. So it's, yeah, they're not children. That'd
T-ball.
Be awesome.
This isn't T-ball. I wish it
were. That big fucking donkey out there looks stupid all night long till he fucking got in a damn count where all he had to do was stick his fucking bat head out. Fucking think about it.
He says fuck a lot.
Get a fucking clue. Because I'm sick of fucking watching it. I can't stand it anymore. If there's anything I want to rub off on you some bitches, is that you got to fucking be a man. If it's on the fucking mound, if it's when you get a fucking wife and family, if it's when you go to your fucking job, because some of your ass is going to find one soon. Oh. Fucking nut up. Be a man.
Nut up.
If you get beat, beat with your best shit.
He just walked out of the room, and then somebody's bringing in, I think, treats, ketchup, and
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit what the hitters do. If I see another fucking pitcher over there playing cards, when I see a fucking 1-8 and a 1-9 with a base runner on, you fucking pack your shit. We can finish with two or three pitchers. I don't want to see nobody else playing cards. You want to play cards? Play cards at the house. Otherwise, get out there, fucking work on your damn slide step.
There you go.
Bunch of slap dicks.
And there's never been a more appropriate.
Watch your profanity.
Never.
Never.
He says it a lot more than I do, even, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm. You say F a lot.
You know what?
More than I care to judgment. Hear.
You say F a lot, too.
Never.
Yeah, huh?
Never.
Who curses more?
You.
No way, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the show, but like in like off mic?
I think it's you.
I say fuck a lot, but my family says fuck a lot.
Well, that's all I'm saying is that you say it more.
Your parents don't say fuck ever.
No.
I don't think I've heard your mom ever say, or your dad actually is not an effer. What do they say? What is your dad's curse? He says shit. They say shit. I've heard your mom
say shit.
Your mom says chit.
Chit. Chit.
Ah, chit.
Chit.
No. I got my computer up there. Be careful.
Oh, all right. Chit. 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 Chet.
What does your top dog say? Asshole. Does he say asshole?
No.
He's not an shit. Asshole guy. He's a shit.
Shit. Now, one thing it's kind of fun, as I got older, he dropped more Fs with me. He never says it in front of my mother, ever. Ever. But, you know, with me now, he'll be like, see this fucking guy.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
Do you know what really makes me happy? I love more than anything is when you see like an old person get mad in public and then they curse.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's something so funny about like an old dude cursing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get your fucking shit together. You're like, oh, I love it.
I love it. And I love these coaches that go off on this. I mean, I absolutely love listening to these guys.
Hell of a game. Let me say something. As long as I'm in this fucking job, Snelker will be the offensive coach. I mean, no question fucking about that. No fucking question about that.
It's almost like Tourette's with him.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah,
it's like It's like he throws it in there involuntarily. Like it's not intentional. He's like, no question about that. No question. He's like finished talking and then he throws it in there.
That's exactly what he did.
It's like an afterthought.
He didn't even get it in the sentence he wanted to say it in.
Right. Ah, shit, I should have said fuck there. Right?
And then he said it again a second later. He said, there's no question of fuck about that. Let's listen to that again, because that just made my whole day.
Yeah. It was an afterthought.
Hell of a game. Let me say something. As long as I'm in this fucking job, Snelker will be the offensive coach. I mean, no question fucking about that. No fucking question about that.
No question about that. Fuck.
No fucking question about that.
Snow crew?
Snelker.
Oh, Snelker.
Snelker's so funny, still dude. Got a job, is what he's saying.
If they aired these speeches, I would watch football with you every day of the season. I swear, if they just, listen, if they just made sports real, okay, and not this phony baloney commentating, not this phony sanitized speeches of, well, we sure gave our best. No. Give me this guy who's like, we fucked up. We fucked up. We ate shit. Everything's terrible. I hate these assholes. You know, my job is on the line.
Of course.
Let's fucking get it together, dudes. Like Rex Ryan all day. Why do they bleep him? Like, I want to see Rex Ryan get mad. I want it. I'll watch the show with that
I know,
guy.
Man.
Why don't they have a reality show about Rex Ryan? I would watch that.
Well, he did have a reality show.
Which one? The
Hard Knocks show.
Yeah, we watched that.
Yeah, but that was a whole season of that, you know?
God, I love him. But just him. I just want him.
This personal right here, bro. All
right, here we go.
This personal. You in my face in my house disrespecting me. I got to do something about it. My family right there, bro. I got to protect my mama. My mama's sitting in the stands, man. Your parents sitting right there. They're in your house, man. Your mama in the fucking stands. They're trying to disrespect me in my house and grab a fucking remote control. That's exactly what they did. They come in your house, grab a fucking remote control, Derek Willis, and control your fucking TV. Mm-mm. And your motherfucking house. Team Diddy, they can't run in the house. Put on the same shit you got on.
Mm-mm.
And say, fuck you.
Mm. Came in your house,
mm-hmm.
Made your macaroni and cheese.
Cook all your shit up.
Yeah, made your shake and bake in your fucking pan.
I'd never get tired of that either.
No.
Never.
Come into your house,
mm-hmm.
with your remote control. I think I quoted that today with my shrink. I was talking about a comic who disrespected me in my own green room. This fucking girl came in. I won't say who it is. She came in there and she disrespected me. And I said it to my shrink today. I'm like, she came into my house, pick up my remote control.
And what'd your shrink
wearing
say?
Wearing the same shit I got
was
on.
She like, wow.
I like did it even subconsciously. I'm like, oh, she doesn't know this reference. She doesn't listen to my podcast.
She doesn't know Coach Ice.
No. And she's so sweet. She's Brazilian too. Mm. She didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
Oh
yeah.
Is that the Coach Ice
speech? Yeah, exactly.
That's fucking hilarious.
There you go.
So something that we it's from last week, and I meant to cover it, bring it up last Friday, and it slipped my mind. But it's definitely worth addressing on our show because, like a lot of people that were intrigued by this young man, so were we, and that is Kai, the hatchet wielding hitchhiker.
Mm-hmm.
You remember him? If you didn't remember him, this is a little clip from we played this on the show a while back, and this is him.
What happened today?
Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything. Mm. You're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you. Now, this stuff right here, I was in the passenger side of this fucker's car, and he's like, you know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ, and I can do anything I fucking want to. Mm. And watch this. Bam! And he smashed into this fucking guy right there, pinned him in between that fucking truck. And so I hop out. I look over, the guy's pinned there. I mean, like, freight train riders know this. Like, if you get pinned between something, do not fucking move that shit, otherwise you bleed out. Like, motherfucker, I ran in, I grabbed the keys. He's fucking sitting there like nothing even happened. And like fucking like, man, if you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. Fucking, I hop on out. And so I grab the bag, I threw it over by that pole right there. And then fucking buddy gets out and these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I fucking ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
Kai the Hitchhiker.
That's awesome.
He's fucking awesome, right?
Yep.
He is now wanted for murder. He is wanted for murder in New Jersey. There is a warrant out for Kai, a.k.a. Caleb Lawrence McGillivary. Wanted for the blunt force trauma slaying of a lawyer.
Oh, life.
Yeah.
Your life.
Union County Homicide has a murder warrant out for his arrest. As of right now, I mean, this will air in a couple days. He is still out and wanted, and they're pretty scared about his ability to get away because he's a drifter.
Like, yeah.
He's made to kill and walk away.
Yeah. If there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to kill and dash.
But can you believe?
I can't believe it. He does sound, obviously, a little out there. Kai may have a chemical imbalance of sorts.
Well, just before the murder, he had his last Facebook post.
Okay.
Would you like to hear what it
Those are always the best. Facebook posts, yeah. Listen, if you want to know if somebody's crazy,
yeah.
Go to their Facebook and see how much they share.
We talk about the overshare all the time.
That's what I'm saying. And if you're doing that, you're fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Stop sharing. Mm. Go ahead. Let's hear this. I love it.
Well, you know, Ariel Castro, the Cleveland kidnapper guy?
Yeah.
fucking demon on earth.
Yeah.
His last few Facebook posts were like, God is good. Spring is here.
Yeah.
Like, it's a beautiful day today.
Wow.
Like, just shit that, you know, anybody would post. And he's absolutely the worst human being on earth.
Isn't that interesting? How does he know then? He can mimic what it is to be a person.
I think he just is like, has his public personality and his, you know, who he is at home. Anyways, okay, hold on a second. Here is his last Facebook post. What would you do if you woke up with a groggy head, metallic taste in your mouth, in a stranger's house? Walked to the mirror and seen cum dripping from the side of your face from your mouth and started retching, realizing that someone had drugged, raped, and blown their fucking load in you. Ugh. What would you do? That's what he posted.
Ugh.
And then now he's wanted for murder. So,
well, sounds to me like the pieces are coming together.
Mm.
God, that's terrible. Poor Kai. You know, these drifters, they are the victims of all these crimes. Everybody's afraid of the drifter, but guess what? They're the ones that get fucking, they're the ones that get molested and hurt. These hitchhiker kids.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty, pretty intense, right?
Yeah, that happens to, oh, geez, I don't even want to think about that. Are you reading it, Ral? What are you reading?
No, I just, you know, I'm just looking at his post and then seeing what people wrote underneath it. And,
what did they write?
All kinds of stuff. Let's see. People would, one guy wrote, I would find them and I would smash the shit out of them. Okay. Somebody wrote, I would get the fuck out of there. Someone wrote, I'd start with a good rinse. Let's see. I like, that's a lot of work, waking up and looking in the mirror.
Well, I will say, now let me just think back to my 2 years, I'm sorry, 2 weeks of law school training. I did take criminal law, which is codified law, and this might be a crime of passion, yeah, like retaliation crime.
I mean, if what he's describing is true, that's pretty fucking horrific, right?
Yeah, he might, you know, it's kind of justified if this is true, some guy rapes you and stuff.
Yeah, if someone rapes you, yeah, for sure,
you
man.
Should just be set free, don't you think? If somebody hurts you like that, that doesn't count as murder, really, right? The guy that rapes you and comes in your mouth and drugs you?
I think it's justifiable.
Free for all.
That's pretty fucking horrific. I think rape victims should be allowed to try to kill whoever raped
them. There you go. That's a second, that's an addendum to your hockey law, right? If you mess up the anthem.
Oh, on the last episode, yes, I said if you mess up the anthem.
Right.
And people, no, and then they play Whitney Houston's anthem.
Right.
And if they think yours is really shitty in comparison, then
we cut you open and spill your blood on the hockey rink ice.
Yes.
And we tear your heart out and use it as the puck and play in your blood.
And in different sports, the heart would obviously serve as
tennis,
the ball for that sport.
Tennis ball, perfect size.
Baseball.
Baseball, perfect size. Football, not so much.
But you could still play with it for a while.
A while.
Baseball, you'd only be able to probably play until the first hit, though, because then the heart would probably get smashed to pieces, right?
Unless we could tie some string around it or shellac it.
Oh, right.
Lacquer it, maybe.
Yeah.
You farted.
I just farted. Basketball, it'd be like a mini ball. That's kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
But then the first guy dunks with it, smashes it on the ground.
Smash. Smash.
Smash.
Well, then we can use the human head for a little bit. By the way, thank you for farting at the dinner table last night.
I did fart at the dinner table last night in a restaurant with our friends.
Yeah, that was really neat. Thank you.
And that was everybody's cue to wrap it up.
The cool part is, because I know you so well,
nobody else noticed.
I saw the facial expression and then I heard the sound. And the bonus is that I got to smell it. And it was very rancid. Thank you for that.
And you know, the funny thing is, I farted. Nobody else said anything or noticed. You across the table went, Tom, did you just fart? And I said, yeah, it smells pretty bad. And then everybody was like, let's get out of here.
Why do you think everybody said, let's get out of here?
Because it was pretty strong. And I farted, you know, at the dinner table.
And then in the car on the ride home. Remember that?
Yes.
And then remember that Mexican guy, the bicyclist?
You yelled at him, my husband farted. My husband farted and it smells really bad.
That's right. Do you think he heard? me? Do you think he understood? We were stopped.
I couldn't tell. We were at a stoplight. I think he did understand you.
God, it's my only
wish. I don't know if he understood fully what you... I think he understood my husband did something.
My husband's raping me and killing me.
Yeah, I think he might have understood that.
Hmm. That was a real nice thing. Thank you for... Can I tell you... this is Brown Talk. I don't know if you want to...
Oh.
Sound the alarm so that people can put down what they're eating.
People get
themselves.
Real upset.
All aboard! Next stop, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
I love it.
Matchman, Ryan Match did that.
Love it. So good. So
yep.
Last night we came home. And I took a shit after our dinner. Out of my butthole. Sorry, yeah. I wasn't.
I didn't know where you went from. Just making sure.
Out of my pool. We came home, and you and I both had to shit. Let's talk about that.
We did.
So we kind of rock, paper, scissored who gets to go first because we share a bathroom.
I signed off on you going. I didn't rock, paper, scissors.
Under the policy, under the whatever it is, the... thing that I get to take my time.
Yes, you made that clear.
Because sometimes you'll be like, oh, you can go. And then what you do is, you done in there?
No.
And then you hurry me out. And then I don't get to enjoy what I'm doing. And it's hurried. And then I have to go back in there anyways.
Nobody likes a rushed shit. They like to sit down, take their time, not have anything.
Oh, it's so violent. This is yours, too.
No, it's not mine.
Yes, it is. Because I can hear your breathing. I know this
That's
is
not
you.
Me.
Listen, you go... That's your breath. I hear your breath all the time in my ears. Ew, babe. It's so gross that it's you.
That's not me.
Gosh, not me. I don't like this.
But I know I don't like to be right. I like to sit down and take my time. You know?
Right, so do I. So thank you. Last night you were walking Theo. I hate that part of it. I know it's you. It's your breath. Uh-huh. And I took a shit last night, and then I woke up again this morning, took a hurried one, hot hurried, and then I took another one. And I blocked up the toilet once for the first time with all the toilet paper I had to use, and I've had kind of a never-ending wipe kind of day.
Have you really?
Because I didn't get to shower after my dump.
I gotta take a shower. I need a shower badly. I almost want to stop recording the show to take a shower.
How long has it been?
I don't know. No, I took a shower yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
When?
I took a shower
Before
yesterday.
Dinner?
Yeah. I did. But it's just, I'm at that point right now. I know my balls smell. I know my ass smells. I feel dirty. I feel gross.
What do your balls smell like when it's
I
this
feel
bad?
Just like it's... Time.
What are you?
Dirty and disgusting.
I'm so gross right now, too. I feel it. Ugh. I've been wiping all day.
I'm farting now more.
Are you stewing in it? Oh. What is it that's giving us this gas? Stop smelling it.
I don't know.
I think it's meat. It's a meat fart.
Mm. I don't know, man.
You can fucking try me, fatso.
That's how I feel.
I hope I don't. I wanted to get pho, you know, because I go on the road.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that's not going to be a good choice.
I want fucking like 10 days off right now. I feel like exhausted.
So do I. We're both sick.
Yeah.
We've been hashing it out. We'll take a break. We will. It's coming up.
All right. You know, last night I, when you went to bed, I got in bed a little while later, started watching TV and fucking Casino was on.
Oh, that's the best.
But when I turned it on, I saw it was on. I clicked on it. This exactly is what was playing right here.
Mickey, when you asked me if you could come out here, what did right I here. Tell you? I mean, you asked me, and I knew you were going to come out no matter what I said, but what did I tell you?
Whoa.
Do you remember
whoa.
What
Let's
I told
back
you?
Back it up
next?
A second.
Do you remember
back
what
up
I told you?
1 minute here. 1 minute. I asked you. When the fuck did I ever ask you if I could come out here? Get this through your head, you. Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
Sounds like my mother. This is how my mother talks
your
to
mom's
people.
A total anti-Semite.
Yes. You've
really?
Heard her say that.
No.
Haven't you?
Uh-uh.
Absolutely.
No.
This fucking Jew prick motherfucker.
No.
Never heard her say that.
Babe, I only met her like 5 times.
She's super... I remember one time we went to a Japanese restaurant, and she felt that the waitress seated us at a place that wasn't in her liking. She sat us by the kitchen, so my mother thought she was racist. This fucking gook bitch sits me here next to the fucking kitchen. Can I fucking tell her to fuck off? Yeah, she's the same way, like Joe Pesci, my mother.
That's not good.
Really? You don't think that's loving and cool?
No, she never. I never heard the Jew comment.
Oh, yeah.
No, what I did hear was on meeting number one cunt.
Sure.
About the sales clerk at Bloomingdale's.
See?
That she, fucking cunt. And I was like, at Bloomingdale's.
Right.
That was at lunch.
Right.
At lunch, she was like, that fucking cunt. And I was like, holy shit.
She usually does like to specify which race. So yeah, I'm, no. She was holding back that day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't hear any Jew droppings.
Oh, yeah.
You Jew motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. Super racist. Wow. Remember that drop? That was a Howard Stern drop. It was a homeless guy.
Was it?
Back in the 90s. Yeah, it was really funny. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Any hoodles. You know what I want to talk about? Remember we got on our airplane ride home? We got to pre-board because we had the dog with us. Mm-hmm. And there was this elderly woman that needed physical assistance.
96.
Was she 96?
Yeah, 96.
And remember, like, the woman that was helping her walk down the jetway was like, are you having a nice day? And she's like, yes, I am. And are you traveling far? Where's your home? Like, she was talking to her.
Yeah.
Like she was a retarded toddler.
Retard.
A retard. Mm-hmm. Correct. Not just an older person in a body that might not be working, but her mental faculties were totally there.
They were, and she was on top of it. Now, physically, she was a disaster.
Yes.
And I don't mean like just obviously like wrinkles aging. Like she had trouble walking.
Yeah.
She had her coffee that she had spilled all over herself.
I forgot about that.
And it was all over the cup. And the thing is, she didn't want to ask for help with it. And the one thing that lady did do that was nice, she was like, let me hold your coffee for you. And then she talked to her like she was 3.5 years
old. Right, and retarded.
And then when we got seated behind her, the lady was like, I'm just old. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Right. She said it. We heard it. I was like, because I was thinking the same thing. Like, why are you belittling her mental faculties? She's not mentally slow. She's just old.
Yeah.
So she can't skip a diddle do down the jetway, dummy.
Yeah.
She's not an idiot. And then I thought, well, how many old people get talked to like that every day? There must be so many old people who are like, dude, seriously? I'm not retarded. I'm just old.
Do you know what I just realized that what Top Dog does? And I've thought of it before. I've never really said it out loud. Hmm. When my mom's relatives come from Peru, he doesn't speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
He'll speak English to them.
Yeah.
Hold on now. Slowly.
Right.
And with an accent.
Oh, no.
So, like.
Oh, no.
He'll be like, Juan Luis, did you like going to the water park today? And Juan will be like,
no.
Yeah, it was really fun. He's like, yes. It's nice, no? Like he'll Spanish accent. I think he doesn't do it consciously. I don't think. I think it's like, I think he thinks if he speaks to them the way he hears them, it'll help the conversation.
I think I might do that. I feel like you do that subconsciously. Yeah, you're like, this is the way this person understands English.
Oh, that's what it is.
I try not to.
Because I've witnessed it and been like, holy shit, why are you talking to them with a false accent right now? And I've never said anything, but I've witnessed it many times. It's nice. Is a nice, is big, no? And has many places there to shop. You make shop there today?
Make shoppings?
Yes, Theo Tom, I make many shoppings.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's so fucking funny, man. It's so ridiculous.
I would think the Top Dog would try to piece together what Spanish he knew. Like, to me, that would be like, comprende? Coffee McDonald's.
He knows his little phrases. You know, he's heard Spanish for 37 years. So he knows a few words, a few expressions. If something is said, he'll be like, oh, I know you guys are going to go that means you're going to eat now. But if it's complicated, if there's a real back and forth, totally lost.
Oh, thanks, sweetie.
Sorry about that.
You know, wait a minute. I don't think you're sorry because you pulled the microphone down to your anus and then deliberately farted. That wasn't sorry. Sorry is it slipped out and the mics picked it up.
That's what happened.
No, you pulled the arm down.
That's what happened unless you tell them. You know what? Speaking of Spanish, that hasn't really gotten the credit it deserves.
What's
on this
that,
show.
Buddy?
So I'm backstage here with the very fabulous Chewy Bravo. Chewy Bravo. Chewy Bravo. Chewy Bravo. The original.
I got a lot of bitches.
Chewy Bravo. Chewy Bravo. Chewy Bravo. Chewy Bravo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
So much to
be
happy about.
Yeah.
Poor Chew. I just saw him tweet that he's on a diet now. He's on, like, day four of a diet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is good. He should be. He's, you know, he eats like shit.
He's a little bitty guy, though.
He's a little guy.
Yeah.
I know. He's
a little bitty guy.
I know.
What do those little bitty guys eat? They eat lots of candy, those little guys, don't they?
Yeah, because their hands can't hold little candies.
Oh, I can't hold a full people-sized sandwich. I have a little bitty little candies.
What do they eat? He ate a lot of pizza. He liked cheese pizza. He loved tater tots. He loved chicken wings. All the good things you're supposed to eat.
Chicken wings.
Oh, he loved all that stuff.
Tater tots. What do you eat? Yeah. Full grown up size portion.
Yes.
Not don't they have a little person portion?
Can I have the lollipop size?
I want chicken wings. Can I get some chicken wings?
Chewy makes everything happier, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to, if he was a doctor, could you imagine if he was your doctor and he's like, you're going to have your legs amputated.
What the thing is that above the knee, I'm going to chop off your leg. And then you get a prosthetic, but life will never be the same.
That would be a great idea. And you'd be like, what the fuck are you, why?
Chewy Bravo should deliver every bad news that you ever had in your life to you.
Yeah. You know, that'd be a great segment for the show.
Bad news from Chewy?
Bad news from Chewy Bravo.
It's a really good idea.
Please put that down.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to write it down right now. He delivers you your awful news. It's so funny.
Would you like something to drink, old lady? Do you want something to drink?
Maybe a sippy cup with some juice in it?
I had an old as fuck broad on the second flight sitting next to me who did like, no, on the way there. The one who, you know, when they pulled the seat in front of them to get up and down.
Oh, jeez.
And that was an early flight. And she was Bloody Mary.
Good for her.
Yeah. And that's one where I go, you know what? If you're old as shit, you should just be drinking all day.
Oh, for sure. That's all I would be doing. Like,
would
remember
you?
That movie, Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah, that old guy.
Arkin Allen. He's so fucking funny in
that. Yeah, he was like doing coke and heroin and
heroin
shit.
Heroin and getting porno mags at the gas station. That's how you go out. Big Willie style, for sure.
And you go on your last cruise.
You go on your last cruise. That idea didn't take off.
You know, that's an old school Your Mom's House idea. Yeah. To the new listeners, your last cruise is basically what it sounds like. It's when you're old as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You go on a cruise that has like prostitutes and lots of drugs.
Yeah.
And you just live it up.
And a buffet that's like every cuisine covered in cheese and dipped in hollandaise sauce.
There you go. And then
deep fried everything.
After a week, they put like fish guts and blood in the water.
They chum the water.
Yeah, they chum it, and then they they put you on a like a sling, like a huge slingshot,
right?
And they launch you out into the ocean right. for the sharks to eat.
Right, but you're wearing a toga because your last party is like a yeah. toga party.
I mean, they shoot you up first, like with
right, right,
just
heroin.
A lethal amount of yeah. heroin. You get a blowjob, and then they fire you out in the sea.
It's your last cruise. I would love to see a commercial for that.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
We could definitely do that.
I watched that movie Life of Pi on the airplane. Have you seen that one yet?
No.
It's just like that.
That guy Ang Lee made that, right?
It's a similar premise.
It's about that? It's about your last cruise?
Yeah, you're in a boat with like a tiger and an orangutan and a zebra.
Mm-hmm. And where are the drugs?
In the zebra's ass.
Oh.
Right. You got to try to get those drugs out of the zebra's ass before the lion or the tiger kills you.
How was the movie? Is it good?
Yeah, it's okay. It's real deep and it's real cool. And I enjoyed it. It killed a couple hours on an airplane.
Sound like a real, real pro critique right there. It's real deep and it's real cool. Did you steal that from Ebert?
That's how that asshole Ebert.
You know, I saw this movie. It was real deep and it's real, you know.
This fruit tastes gooder than a bitch.
Okay, but if Ebert did give his reviews like that, I would have respected him a lot.
It was deep and it was cool and shit. You know what I mean?
You know who needs to do movie reviews for us?
Who?
My cousin Shoddy.
Yeah.
Dude, bro, hold on. This is her latest Facebook post. Hold up. You got to fucking, you're going to die. This almost killed me. She wrote, I just watched Silver Linings Playbook. Don't know what the big deal is all about.
What? How do you not, you're not impressed? If you saw that, you're not impressed at all. You don't think that's a good movie? What do you think is good, man? For real.
I don't know. That's why we gotta get her to tell us what's good. Yeah, just finished watching Silver Linings Playbook. I don't understand all the Oscar hype about this movie. It wasn't that good. And the best part is that nobody liked that comment or commented on it.
Not one?
Nobody. Nobody in the world was like, I agree with you.
Will you ask her about that?
Yeah.
Can you comment? Can you write, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, you want me to start something with it?
You know what?
Should we just call her?
We should just call her. Like, or maybe you should comment to get her fired. I'll be like, you know what? We'll call you.
I'll call you up and let's discuss this. This is ridiculous.
Can we call her right now?
She might not answer. Mm. Yeah, do you want to? Let's just call her. Let's see what happens. She never answers her goddamn phone.
Yeah.
Let me see. Here's her number.
All right.
We'll just fucking tell her what we're doing. It'll be hilarious if she does give us her logic on that. My uncle's getting remarried. That's her dad pretty soon. So I'm sure she'll want to talk about that a little bit.
Is that coming up soon?
Yeah, it's on my birthday, I think.
Lucky you.
June 18th, lucky me. It's his fourth marriage, which I'm sure everybody knows. Fourth time is the charm. That's when you know you've met your soulmate, your fourth consecutive soulmate. Okay. Where do I have to yell into? Into that?
Just speak up. Yeah.
Answers her fucking phone. Maybe she will. Please answer, Sean. Oh, because you're calling from the Escondido.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck my dirty asshole.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Sure. You want to leave a message?
95.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Three is available. At the tone, please record your message.
Maybe she'll call back
when you have finished recording. You may hang up or press 1 for more options. Cool.
Hi, Shadika. It's your cousin, Christina. I'm calling you from a computer, which is why that number looks weird. Listen, if you get this message, give me a call back in the next hour if you can. Okay, bye. I love you. I just want to ask something real quick. Okay, bye.
You know what? If she doesn't get back to us in time, we should still call her to follow up.
I'm real curious. She also loves the Olive Garden. I know that. I know that when the new Forever 21 mall opened in the mall in her neighborhood, she posted a picture of it on Facebook. Like, she was super stoked about that.
So why don't we do social commentary, things that are exciting, and movies?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, what's good? What's good in pop culture?
Well, let's see if she calls back. Yeah. She needs to get on. That would be fun to do with her. Speaking of pop culture, I don't know if you guys have been watching Gigolos. But our man Brace, last episode, did a DP, which I think that DP was questionable because
it wasn't your. It
didn't follow the normal protocol for a DP.
I mean, a DP, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of our listeners party. We met a couple that really parties.
We did, yeah.
In Portland. But DP is supposed to be pink and stink, right? You're supposed to be in the cooch and in the booty hole.
Yes.
That didn't happen on Gigolos. They had cooch and mouth. And I mean,
that's finger cuffs. That's not DP. It's,
you are being penetrated doubly, but I've never heard a DP that didn't involve anus and vagina.
It's anus. Let me look it up. Let's go official.
I
mean,
if I walk in a room and I see somebody, a guy in a girl's vagina, and then another guy in that girl's mouth, I'm gonna be like,
"What's going on here?"
You know.
I like how I have a Google Safe search. It doesn't even... Mm. Come on, double penetration. I mean, look, everybody knows a DP is one in the pink and one in the stink. Yeah. What is double penetration? Oh, Wiki answers.
Let's... I have it open, and we were supposed to do this last week. Why don't we...
Okay, here we go. When one man's penis is in your vagina and the other man's penis is in your butt, everybody knows that. Wiki answers.
Yeah. Can you pull up Brace's number?
Yeah.
Because I direct messaged him and he was like, yeah, let's do it.
Shoddy's calling me back.
Oh, really? So
what should I do?
Answer her and then tell her ask if we can call her right back on this.
Hey, Shoddy. Hi. Hi, she. Oh. Oh, listen. Good. I was just wondering, would you mind being on my podcast for a minute? Can we call you right back? It'll only take like 10 minutes. Do you have a moment? We want you on the podcast. Just let me call you back. It's going to be 5 minutes of your life. It's something, it's not important. It's not like it's silly. Yes. Just right now. I don't care if you're going to Costco. We're calling back right now. Okay. 2 seconds. Okay. Answer. Okay. Bye. She's very uncomfortable with spontaneity, so we have to trap her.
All right. Let's do it right now.
Okay. She's on her way to Costco. She's upset that I'm interrupting the Costco run. She better answer.
She's gonna be like, "Oh, I saw a different number."
No, I told her we're calling her back.
She's not answering.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. So, Tom's here too. Say hi, Tommy.
Hi, Shoddy.
Hi. Hi, Dad.
No. Tom, my husband.
Oh, Tom. I'm like, what? Dad?
I know.
By the way, Dad's going to be here in the next few days, or he is here today. I don't know.
Oh, from Hungary?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a whole other...
I will be here.
Well, yeah, I'm going to...
That's a whole other story.
I know. I'm going to be in fucking Richmond. But listen, I'm calling you for another reason. I know you're about to go into Costco, so I don't want to keep you very long. I happened to notice on Facebook that you wrote that you watched Silver Lining Playbook and you didn't understand what the Oscar hype was about. Tell me about that. Like, what do you, how did you feel about that movie?
Say that again. I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. I said that I was on your Facebook page and, Tom and I are discussing movies right now. And we noticed that on your Facebook page, you wrote that you didn't like the Silver Linings Playbook, that you said that you didn't know what the Oscar hype was all about. And I'm just curious to hear more about that. Like, what about it didn't you like? And if you could kind of give us like
what were your thoughts on the film?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I thought there was a lot of hype about it. And, you know, with all the awards, it was up for the awards and she won the award. And I was actually it wasn't as good as they made it out to be. I guess she did a good job acting it, but even her, she was like, she's so young in real life, so it's kind of hard to believe, like, the storyline of, you know, her, what really happened with her, like, she had lost her husband, whatever. I don't know, I guess the movie, it wasn't as good as I thought it would be. I was shocked about it.
Like what? So you didn't think it was believable?
I didn't believe her character was really believable because she, and in the movie she had lost her husband and he had died and so that's why she was all messed up and whatever and even just it had to do with mental illness and they kind of joked about it which was okay but I don't think it wasn't the storyline. I didn't even know what the story really was about. until I saw it. And I thought even just the storyline was kind of, I don't know, the whole dancing thing. And I personally didn't love it. I don't think it was great, but I don't think it was bad.
No, so you thought it was just an okay movie?
It was okay, yeah.
Okay. All right.
On my rate of like 1 to 10, I would say maybe a 5 or a 6.
Wow.
Why? What are people saying about it?
Well, the hype is that it's like the best movie of the year, and it's like an amazing story. And
I think most people, I mean, you know, critics and movie going, are what?
Well, I personally think all the people like in the Academy who vote, like for instance, like my uncle, he like pays money to be in the Academy or whatever, and those people who vote are just they pick the movies that are not that great to be in the Academies, but then some movies are really good. So like I loved Argo. I thought Argo was a great movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a really good one. What were some of the, I don't know, it seems like a lot of the movies aren't so wonderful, and then people will vote for them, and maybe that's why they're at the awards and stuff. But, yeah, it wasn't wonderful. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but I thought it was okay.
No, go ahead.
Have you seen anything really good or really bad lately in movies?
Really good or really bad. There haven't been really any good movies out lately, you know, actually in a while, sadly. Even I, you know, we really don't do that much. We go to dinner movies, Sam and I, so we go, you know, we go to movies, but there's really nothing out except other than, like, all the boy movies, like, the action movies, like, superhero movies, and I don't really care to see that, so we just wait for it to come out on Redbox or whatever. That's what we usually end up doing, because the movies come out in, like, 3 months anyways.
But overall, I mean, back to Silver Linings, do you feel like you were just, it sounds like you were just disappointed by the movie, right? Like,
I was disappointed. Yeah. It wasn't that good of a movie. And then I thought it would even be better than it was, you know, because they said it was going to be, you know, it was dominating and so great, but yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
So actually we rented Django Unchained a few weeks ago.
Yeah. How did you feel about that?
Like, how'd you...
Oh, shoot.
Oh, are you still there?
I thought it was good.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't great. Again, like, maybe they made it all out to be that it was so great. It was good. I liked it, but...
What does it get on the 1 to 10 scale?
Maybe a 7.
Oh, that's generous.
7's good.
Why? That's generous? Why would you... Christina, you didn't think it was that good?
No, I liked it. I liked it a lot, but I thought for sure I thought you would give it a lower score. I was thinking you would give it like a 4 or a 5.
Oh, yeah, because all the stupid controversy. Who cares? They're saying that word because it's the portrait. That's the time period, and that's what they said. And, like, who cares, you know?
Wait.
But I know he's more, you know, he's really, like, graphic and in your face. And, I mean, yeah, it was a little extreme with all the, you know, shooting and the blood and the guts, everywhere. But, I don't know what it is with these days. It's like movies are so damn long. You know, that movie, too, was almost like 3 hours long. At least we watched it, you know, at home so we can stop it to go to the bathroom and get a snack or something, because movies these days are so darn long.
What controversy were you talking about specifically, though?
Django Unchained. That was a long movie.
But what was the controversy? Because I don't remember the controversy. It was a while ago.
Because they said that, because they said the N-word. They kept on saying the N-word.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. That was
so
a big deal.
Saying,
with
oh, you know.
Yeah.
But
don't go see the movie.
But it's too long.
It is too long. Even, you know what, we saw, we rented, like, maybe a month ago, Zero Dark Thirty. Movie, too. It was just so damn long. Like, every movie, I don't know why people think, like, the directors think they got to make movies more than 2 hours now, you know. That was a really long movie. And again, maybe just me, I don't know. I it was good, but it wasn't great. I don't know what it is these days. Movies haven't been really attracting me lately. We watch a lot of movies, too, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
We go to movies.
What do you like?
We go to the movies or we rent movies. I personally like to go see, like, I don't know. I like a lot of movies. Like, Sam won't see the girly movies with me, so he won't go see the girly movies. He usually says go see it with your mom or with your friends.
Now, wait.
He won't even rent any girly movies.
Well,
like,
neither
really girly movies.
Neither will Tommy. Tommy won't do that either. So we can see them together. How's that?
Oh, yeah, I know, huh? Well, actually, and we want to go, Sam and I want to go this weekend. We're probably going to go see Hangover. So we'll see. I'll let you know how that one goes.
Yeah.
Hangover 3 should be. It should be funny. I mean, it's going to be the third one, so you don't know how good that will be because, you know, usually sequels aren't as good. But, I mean, it was, the second one was good.
Well, can you give us, when you see it, will you give us a recap of it? Can we call you back and find out how you liked it?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Good.
Now, let me ask you this real quick, because Zero Dark Thirty was another Oscar-nominated film, and I think Django, Silver Linings, and Zero Dark were all Oscar-nominated this past year. You gave the other ones fairly low scores. Have you seen a film in the last, you know, year that you would give a 9 or a 10 to?
I think Argo was really good. I really like Argo, the whole storyline. I thought that was a good one. What other great movies? I don't know. We've seen so many movies over time, and I can't remember now. But Argo was really good.
Okay, so Argo
I
gets...
I thought it deserved.
That gets the thumbs
even
up.
Even though Ben Affleck got gypped on Best Director, it got Best Movie. See, again, right there, you know, they didn't nominate him, but... He won Best Movie, so I don't know the people in the Academy, whoever voting for that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, Argo's great.
And what about chick flicks? Like, what kind of girly movies would you put on online with Argo? Like, what would be something comparable to an Argo for you?
You know what movie? It sounds funny, but you know what movie I'm really looking forward to?
What?
I heard they're making it, so I'm just waiting. You're going to laugh.
What?
50 Shades of Grey.
Love it. Have you been reading
those?
All
3 books. I read them all.
Oh, well then I look forward to hearing your review. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Christian Grey can give it to me.
That's going to be good. Did you read it, Tom?
I have not read it, but I look forward to either reading
it. I read it right at the beginning when no one knew what it was about. So, like, when I read it, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I couldn't believe what I was reading, you know? But it's hot. It's really hot.
Wait, what's so hot about it?
You got to read it.
But, I mean, if you were going to sell somebody on
it. And not just the excerpts, because Julie, you know, sister, she's reading, like, the excerpts that she finds. And, yeah, and out of context, some of the excerpts are, like, really... You got to look at them. They're really stupid. They're really cheesy. But in whole, like reading the whole story, it's just really hot. It's pretty wild.
Well, because I tried reading the first book, and I got 100 pages into it, and like nothing happened yet. So I was very what the hell? No,
maybe they were trying to. I don't know. The first 180 pages.
100. Yeah. Well, I'll stick to it then.
Yeah, stick to it. Read all three. Like, in the end, it turns out to be really, like, a good love story in the end, in a weird, odd way.
Okay.
Yeah, read all three and then see if there's something that happens.
All right. I'll check it out.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with us, Shoddy. I appreciate it. I really
appreciate thanks, Shoddy.
It.
Yeah,
bye, Tom.
I love you.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Shoddy.
Good hearing from you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. That was so cute. Can you believe that? We caught her on her way to Costco.
That was amazing. I mean, what is your feeling about that?
I think that was vintage Shoddy.
Mm-hmm.
That was exactly the call that I was hoping for. Because you know what? At the end of the day, that girl likes what she likes. And I respect anybody who likes what they like. And she's honest. And she says, I don't get it. I don't get Silver Linings Playbook. If you don't get it, you don't get it. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So let her, I love that she's honest about it.
Not even that good of a movie.
Not even that good. And she didn't like Django. As much either. Mm.
I wonder what our audience thinks of these films.
I don't know.
I really tried to get her to say the N-word.
I think she was aware of that. You could hear the uncomfortability. She
I was like, wait,
Tom,
what?
Tom, I don't... She doesn't say that word. She's
no,
not.
No, it's just to be fun to have her be like, oh, you know that controversy. Uh-uh, what controversy?
You know, everybody's all upset about the N-word.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's try real quick to call Brace.
Yeah,
okay. Give me your phone. And,
I love that we're doing this live. It's so dangerous.
I know, we never do this live.
It's so dangerous. But can I say, I'm so looking forward to Shoddy's critique of Hangover 3. Now, that should be really interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to hear.
Tell the audience while I dial one of the reasons we want to ask Brace some questions.
So, we're watching Gigolos, and we notice that Brace has been using the phrase, cooking the puss. And as you guys remember, Tom dropped that phrase casually, like at our last interview with him. So
after I'd said it without him a few times.
After he said it without, yeah. So it seems to me like there, you know, might be a little style sucking, harmless.
And not even style sucking. I think the thing is, we want to know, did you pick up cooking it from the show?
From the show.
Because that would be exciting.
Well, here's the thing is that means that my husband and your mom's house, us, all of us mommies, are now contributing to a massive pop culture thing, essentially creating a phenomenon on Gigolos with Cook and the Puss. It's huge. Major. Big risk. I don't know if he'll answer. He gets real suspicious. He might be working. What time is it in Vegas? Oh, they're on the same.
Yeah, he might be hoeing right now.
He's hoeing right now, yeah. He's out. This is date time. This is the date hour.
I guess not.
Okay. Do I have the same number for him? Let me see if I have another
Let's
one.
See.
Because I have two braces in here.
Oh, really?
Well, because I'm not sure if...
Oh, shit.
No,
man.
Sorry, I don't. No, okay. I have his email.
All right, no worries. We'll try it again sometime.
Well, in the meantime, do you want a dental update from a listener?
It was... I know exactly... I've met him. I know exactly who he is. Yeah, you're talking about Stubbs? Stubbs 6'8"?
Yeah. So... this one was submitted to us from Mark, who is Stubbs 6'8".
He's 6'8". He's a big old bitch.
Oh, is that for real?
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker, man.
So he wrote to us. I thought this one's pretty crazy. Hey, mommies. It hurts my teeth to even type this, but I've got a dental update worth sharing. I've always been a dental phobe. I've had 5 cavities over my life, numerous retainers and braces in the past. I went to the dentist for the first time since a 4-time botched root canal. Can you believe that shit? The doctor didn't remove all the nerve, and after the Novocaine wore off, the cone filler striking the still active nerve, the pain was unbearable. Needless to say, it didn't help my disdain for the practice. Can you believe that? 4 times botched root canal.
Jesus Christ.
You got to see a different dentist, buddy.
That's terrible.
So he moved to Nashville. Since we moved to Nashville, seeing all these toothless motherfuckers walking around, I told myself to get to a dentist for some jaw pain. Now, thanks to you, mommies, and your pro-floss lifestyle, I've been better about tooth care, but some pain was wearing me. My dentist told me I had 3 cavities that need immediate attention, and I should have all 4 of my wisdom teeth out.
Jeez.
What the fuck? I already had 1 pulled out 7 years ago. I have had 5 of those fuckers. The one that filled in the abscess of the first wisdom tooth pulled is completely sideways. What? Wait a minute. The one that filled in the abscess of the first wisdom tooth pulled it. Oh, it's completely sideways. I couldn't even look at the x-ray. The doctor pulled his entire staff to look at it. I'm fucked. Thanks for all your prayers and positive vibes as I deal with my demons and my fucked up grill. Mark, you know, man, we're praying for you, buddy. That's terrible.
We are. And we like hearing about your dental updates.
Of course.
Some of you have sent them. We haven't gotten them on the show. We try to do it as often as we can. But that one, and I met him when I did Nashville with Rogan.
Oh, Zanies.
Yeah. Great club.
Wow. So he's really 6'8", this guy.
He's enormous.
He has giant teeth, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yep.
They really fucked him. He needs to find better dentists.
Yeah, and we need to go to Nashville, by the way. We got to go.
No, let's do it.
Yeah, I'll send an email about doing that. We got to do that.
For sure. Oh, Tom. You know what? I have a dental update for you.
What's that?
Ever since you had your teeth professionally cleaned,
yeah,
they're so much whiter than they were.
Really? And that didn't even get them whitened.
No, but just cleaned. Like, they were so yellow.
No, they were not.
And so buttery.
No, that's not true.
And caked with filth. That, like, you know how Theo's teeth are right now? We got to get them cleaned.
No.
I can almost tell your age by how much tartar is built up the way they can with the dogs.
No.
It looked like you were about 47 years old.
It did not look like that. It did not look like that.
Yeah.
Did not.
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
This is a gentle way of knowing, of letting our listeners know we're coming to the close of the show.
I have to, listen, what I got to do. I got to jump in the shower fast.
Wash your balls.
Wash my balls.
Wash your asshole.
Wash my asshole. And I got to go do the crab feast.
Oh, shit. Fuck the crab feast.
5 stars. And then I got to go do a show, a fundraiser show.
Heck, what's the fundraiser for? Do you know?
Somebody sick, for a person.
Not for a dog.
It's for a human being. Aww. That's sick.
Just so you guys know, so many of you have been kind enough to ask about Sir Theo. He's doing fantastic.
He's amazing.
And Tom and I are thrilled to have him in our lives.
We're in love with him.
An obsession of ours, and we're just so thrilled that he's okay. And thank you guys again for all your love and support.
We appreciate it.
And so what did we learn? We learned a lot today.
Big time.
My cousin Shadi is going to be reviewing Hangover 3 for us, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Kai murdered somebody.
He's wanted for murder. Somebody came in his mouth.
Old people get talked to like retard toddlers.
Retarded.
Retard. And Brace may be using Cook and the Puss. And that way may be responsible for adding.
I fucked up. Because I we're going to get him on. We'll talk to Brace soon.
We will.
Yeah. Okay.
We will.
That is all.
That's it, guys. We love you.
See you next week.
All right, mommies.
Keep it high and tight.
Have a good weekend. Bye, jeans. I won't return forever. You will wait. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering how you were paid for the way you did behave. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.